Hello, beautiful souls, and welcome to the Manifesting Money Podcast.
My name's Anita Aguilar.
I am your host, as well as a money mindset coach, a manifesting expert, and so are you, and I'm going to show you how, and the CEO of a multi-million dollar company teaching manifestation. This podcast's purpose is to bring massive consciousness around the world of money manifestation, and we want to share our stories to truly help you understand that money is just energy. It's an unlimited resource that you can tap into at any given point in time. The way that you feel about money is how it shows up for you. So if you have the limiting belief that you have to work super hard for money, this podcast is for you. I'm going to be sharing the things that I personally learned the hard way, but I'm also going to be sharing tips, tricks, strategies, and stories of those who truly healed their relationships with money and have mastered attracting abundance. Now, without further ado, let's get right to it. Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome back to the Manifesting Money Podcast. My name is Anita Aguilar and I am your host. And I am super happy and grateful that you are all tuning in today. So if you are new to the podcast, I want to say hello, welcome. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for tuning in. I promise you that you are here for a reason. And for those of you who are longtime listeners who have been here ever since I was the Makeup Mentor Podcast and then rebranded to the Manifesting Money Podcast, I believe it was about 7 or 8 months ago. Weird. I can't believe how long or short of a time it's been. I just want to say thank you for coming back and just give you guys a reminder that when you leave us reviews on the podcast and you subscribe to our YouTube channel, that it helps us out so much to get this message out to as many people as possible. So we have a lot of things that we're celebrating in our community. And one of the biggest things that we are celebrating is 100,000 downloads on the podcast. I'm like freaking out over here. So good. I'm just so happy and grateful that you all are tuning into this work and not only tuning in, but applying the knowledge. That is like all I ask from all of my listeners. Please, please, please take this information and run with it. This is why we show up on this podcast, this platform, and we bring these guests so that you can truly tap into abundance, okay? Abundance is just a mindset. So again, thank you so much for tuning in, all the support. Because of you all, we have hit 100,000 downloads and we have also hit 1,000 subscribers on YouTube. So that was something else that we were celebrating in our team group the other day. And I was like, what is happening over here? So again, for those of you who are new, I am a money mindset coach. I teach people about the law of attraction, manifestation, again, how it applies to money and how you can truly attract money into your life. So in the beginning of these episodes, I've been being very consistent with telling testimonies because when I tell you that my DMs have been going loco crazy with testimonies and it feels so selfish keeping them to myself. So I do my best of having you all in the communities. If you're not already in the free Facebook group that is available for all of you, it's in the show notes of the podcast. But again, that's where a lot of people get on there. They tell their own testimonies, whether it's finding a penny on the ground or random checks manifesting. We also have that as a space so you all can ask questions in our private community. So if you're stuck on something and you just want some people who understand what the hell you're talking about when it comes to manifesting money, like that's why we have that Facebook group. And then for all of those who are in the 31 Days of Abundance, we have a personal group thread. It's been, I don't want to say hard because I hate saying that out loud, but it's been a challenge to keep it consistent with getting everybody in the groups, and we're having to create more threads because they have maxes and limits. But again, the reason why we create those threads is because we want you to be able to interact with people who are doing this work, share your testimonies, share your stories. And so some of these stories and voice memos that I'm going to be sharing are things that I get on Instagram like every single day. So this first one is from Natalie. Natalie, I hope you're listening right now. I'm giving you a shout out. And I just wanted to share this. And I'm so happy and grateful that you allowed me to share this because it's so beautiful. So I'm going to go ahead and play this recording and hopefully you can hear it as clear as I am playing it. So here it goes.
That I want to share in here. I was, so my school bill was due and it was about like $5,000. And I was like, okay, well, my like financial aid hasn't disbursed yet. Like, there's something got stuck in the system. And so I used my credit card to pay for it, which, gives me points where I'm like, yeah, that gives me points. That's awesome. Okay, but the fact that I even had a credit card to be able to pay for like an amount of money, and then like my loan disbursed today and I paid on that, which means I don't have to pay as much interest. And it's like a test of like, I'm so used to money coming to me in lots of different ways. And so this is another way that okay, well, I'm handling large amounts of money. I'm like making $10,000 payments on things. And it's becoming normal for me to handle a large amount of money. It's becoming normal for me to handle a large amount of money through things like paying for things with a loan or with a credit card. And I'm actually not in debt, which is good. But yeah, it's like an initial test that you can then shift into gratitude, and it's really helped my perspective on that.
Ah, so good. Okay, let me tell you why I got so excited about this. Because the question was, does it count when money man like if you get a loan or a credit card, like as money manifested? So first things first, again, if you're new to our community, you are always manifesting. Like a lot of people think that manifestation is like something that you do, you writing stuff down. Like all of those things are just tools and resources to really help you attract the things that you do want, opposed to the things that you don't want. But if you are not already conscious, you were always manifesting. There's no on or off button. There's no, I don't want my thoughts to create my reality today. Nope. I'm not here to convince you. I'm just literally here to make everyone aware that you are either attracting what you want are attracting what you don't want. And so when this comes to money, every single dollar that comes to your reality is money manifested. And a lot of times we are suffocating how this money's gonna come. And so I wanted to use this as an example and share this on the podcast because she shifted her perception of this payment and was shifting her focus to gratitude, which is so huge and truly the key to attracting what it is what that you want. But the biggest thing that she said on here was that she is becoming familiar with moving large amounts of money. Oh, this is so good. When I tell you, when I first started learning about law of attraction, manifestation, yeah, sometimes it would manifest in like random checks, but it would always be quote unquote smaller amounts of money. I'd get some business, but I never really got a lot of things that were like over $2,000. Or every time I tried to manifest $10,000 or X, Y, and Z, it never showed up in ways that I physically wanted it to, which again was like not a loan, or I wanted it to be in a random check. And once I realized that I just needed to stop suffocating how the money was coming to me and shift to gratitude, that's when my manifestations actually really started to come in higher amounts. Again, because I was operating at a different frequency. And so what Natalie is talking about here is getting familiar, right? If $1,000 is a lot of money to you right now, then your subconscious mind is gonna freak out when you say, I want $10,000. I want $20,000. Like, and I'm not saying that those amounts are not already manifesting for you because they are. I'm just saying that if your subconscious mind doesn't believe that it's true, it will not manifest into the physical form. So the work is to reprogram your subconscious mind. So I loved that testimony, but I'm about to share this testimony with you all that just like, it just reminds me why I do what I do. And I want to give a little background from or about Patricia. Hello, Patricia. I know you're listening to the podcast, and I'm so happy and grateful that you allowed me to share this. But this testimony made me emotional. It made me excited. It like fueled me up to keep teaching what it is what I teach because it just really explains that everything really is energy. So for those of you who don't know, Patricia is actually in our coaching certification. So we just launched our coaching certification. We only do it a couple times of the year. She was actually one of the beautiful souls who joined, who has already been coaching and mentoring. She also has another resource that for income that she's soon to be releasing. And it's just so beautiful to one, have people who are teaching this information and really embodying this. But Patricia is setting the example. So we had our first one-on-one coaching call the other day. And again, a lot of people think that they're going to hop on calls with me and then I'm going to tell them exactly what to do. But it's actually the opposite, right? Because you already know what you need to do. You just got to do it, right? And so it's that accountability. So one of the things that came to the surface was a person in her life that was no longer serving her. And I want to point this out because what we don't realize is that people are actually the biggest energy blocks. In week one of the academy, we also talk about this in the 31 Days of Abundance. We talk about if you want to create more space for new manifestations, including money, guys, you have to create room. You have to release things that are no longer serving you. So think of it as your closet is filled with all of these clothes and you're hanging on to them. Well, because I wore that in sixth grade. Well, because, you know, it might fit me one day. Well, you know, I like those shoes. Or I feel bad if I throw those away because, you know, someone gave them to me. All of those things have energy. So if you really think about this analogy, you're cleaning out the closet, getting rid of all the things that no longer serve you so that you can make space for all the new clothes, all the new opportunities, all the new money, all the new people, all the new romances. You have to get rid of the old stuff first. So when we talk about masculine energy, this is actually mostly what we're talking about. But yeah, so Patricia released somebody mentally. Just mentally. And this is what the voicemail that she sent me.
I wanted to tell you, somehow I did some releasing over the weekend and I said, that's it. I'm releasing my ex. I'm not looking up his pages, blah, blah, blah. So I caught myself going back and forth, like trying to look up his page. Anyway, so I released that energy. And then I told you I was expecting a lump of sum of money to come in. I just didn't know when. They said like 6 weeks. So I was like, oh, I'll get it when I get it. So this morning I woke up to like thousands in my bank account and I was like, oh, cool. Like, I thought I was going to be super excited, but I'm like, no, this is normal. Of course, money always comes to me. So I was super excited. I was able to pay off like 2 credit cards. I paid off my other coach. And I think I owed my sister loaned me $2,000 and I gave her $3,000 because I never gave her like a housewarming gift. And she was so surprised. She's like, oh my God, you didn't have to. I was like, I know, but I chose to and I wanted to and I was able to. So I'm so grateful for you. I'm so glad I listened to my intuition and followed the pull to be a part of your academy. And I'm just super grateful. And I wanted to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Like, what? This is so cool. These are my DMs every single day. Like, and if you're ever messaging me on Instagram, first things first, we have an assistant who helps me filter the messages because we get a lot of questions, we get a lot of testimonies, and I do love, love, love being able to just have that energy, that interaction where I'm talking to you all, and I'm a big voice memo person. But if I'm not responding right away, it's because I really do want to give you my undivided attention because I don't take this lightly. Like, this is so awesome. And I can physically feel this manifestation. Like, it feels like it happened to me. And so a couple things I want to point out. First things first is the release, right? Release somebody mentally, right? I'm not going to look physically at the profile anymore. Like, you think that that's a small thing, but it's huge. It is so big. People are the biggest energy blocks. 2, when the money physically manifested into her account, notice how she said that it was just normal. And I was talking about this the other day, I think on another podcast, and talking about how, you know, a lot of people think when they have lots of money, they're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to be happy and excited. But really, you just feel normal. Like, nothing changes. And a lot of times we're waiting on this emotion to happen when the money comes in. And then when you don't have that emotion, you get depressed even though you have the money. Because again, you have that emotional attachment to money. So this is actually what we're going to be talking about in today's episode. But again, I just want to recap on some of the things that Patricia said because this was so good. I want to recap on how she knew where this money was going. Like, as soon as it hit the account, it was like, boom, 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 boom. Like, I'd love to hear that. That's what made me so happy. And, like, the amount that she gave back to her sister and how shocked she was. Like, when you have more money and source trusts you with money, like, money is going to start flowing into your account like crazy. Like, all of these things, like how Patricia said, I knew that amount of money was coming to me. I just didn't know when. Like, that's exactly what's happening for every single person that's listening to this right now. If you're ever on TikTok and you see the videos that say there's a large amount of money coming your way, there's a large amount of money you're coming your way, it's true. Like, the only difference is that when you do this work and you truly understand that you are your point of attraction, especially when it comes to money, whatever frequency you are vibrating at is what you're going to attract. When you start to release that tension that you have towards money, you become a magnet. So again, let's pretend that check was in the mail and she knew it was coming to her. But because this work, you're doing this mindset work, you're literally becoming a magnet, that the mailman said, oh, let me take this extra bag of mail and go on my route early today. And, you know, it just so happens to come 2 days earlier instead of, you know, 5 days. You know, it just happens like this because this is how powerful your thoughts are. So this leads me in today's topic, which, as you can see from the title, is all about releasing your emotional attachment to money. Oh, I get so excited about this. So first things first, for all of you again who are new, welcome, welcome, welcome. But the number one thing that we are mastering here is detaching your emotional attachment to money. And so, since it is the month of February, and this is most likely going to come out the day after Valentine's Day, I'm going to give some examples that really relate to a relationship with money compared to an actual relationship, because there's really no difference. If you want to attract more money, you're going to start treating money like your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your spouse, or whatever it is that you want to say. Like, money is about to be the love of your life, and not like love in a lust way, love in an unconditional way where you know no matter how far the money is or how long the money stays out on a Friday night, or how the money eats or shows up, that it is still the love of your life unconditionally, and it feels the same way about you. So I'm going to give you some scenarios, and I want you to just really see where your emotions with money are at right now. So again, I want you to hear these scenarios. This is something that we teach in the Manifesting Money Academy, but I really wanted to bring this up on this week's podcast episode because, oh, I just see it so much. So again, if you're watching live on TikTok, I want you to actually answer these scenarios as I go through them. But if you're listening on the podcast, just say it out loud or whisper it to yourself. Or if you're on the subway listening to this right now, say it out loud and let everybody look at you. Who cares? But the first scenario is that you are on a hike, a beautiful scenery, you're with a couple of friends, and I want you to imagine that you just stumbled upon a huge black bag full of money, like young money, cash money. This bag is full of cash. There's no context of where this money came from. It's just chilling in the middle of your hike, maybe off in the bushes somewhere, and you're like, holy crap, $100,000. This money could change my life. So, again, before you answer, I want you to just again think right now, how does this make you feel? Like, how does your body physically feel thinking about, oh, I just found like $100,000 in a black bag in the middle of nowhere, no context? Like, how do you actually feel right now with hearing this scenario? So there's some people on here, they say, I feel tingly, I feel surprised, I feel like I shouldn't take it. I feel excited and relaxed with relief, excited. Whose does this belong to? I feel shocked and excited. I'm wondering, is this money illegal? I'm reading all these comments from TikTok. Happy and shook. Excited, I'm not gonna tell nobody. So I'm going to answer my personal perspective on these because, again, I want you to answer what comes up for you, but I'm going to break down why I'm asking these questions at the end. For me personally, if this happened to me, I'd be like, oh, hell no, I ain't touching that money. I ain't touching that money. I seen way too many movies. I don't even want to know where that money came from. And fun fact about me, I love true crime. I don't know. I feel like people might be very surprised by this, but I love true crime so much. Like, I'm a binger. My favorite podcasts are Murder with My Husband and Morbid, if you're also a true crime junkie, which is really funny, manifestation in true crime. But honestly, I love it. But yeah, like me personally, I'm like, oh no. I'm calling the police. That money need to go where it need to go. Like if it's good money, that'd be great. Maybe they'll give me something after. But like if I seen that in the middle of nowhere, I'd be like, oh, I'd be so scared. Me personally. All right, second scenario here. So if you have a current spouse or a relationship right now, this may or may not resonate, but so I want you to pretend that you are at the bar, and again, you're with your significant other, and your significant other just goes to the bathroom. They're like, hey, babe, I'm gonna go to the bathroom. Be right back. So you're like, okay, you're sitting here at the bar, and this guy or girl, whoever's listening to this, comes up to you. They're hitting on you. I like your hair, I like your dress. Oh, you're so beautiful. Da, 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 da. But your significant other is in the bathroom, right? So I want you to tell me. If this guy said, hey, let me buy you a drink, what would you say? If this person said, hey, let me buy you a drink, you can get whatever you want, doesn't matter. What would you say? Someone said, okay, or I'm okay, thanks, though. Someone said, no, thank you, but no. I'm getting a divorce, so I'll take two, please. That's my favorite saying. I'll take two. Someone said, yes, and then I'll ask if they buy my partner for one. Someone else mentioned that on the call the other day. It was so funny. No, sorry, my boyfriend is in the bathroom. Thank you. No, thank you. So again, these are the comments that I'm reading on TikTok. But I want you to tell me in the comments right now, why would you say no? Someone said, I'm happily, I thank you, I'm happily married and I have my husband here. So again, just in the comments, why would you say no? If your answer was no. It feels disrespectful to my spouse. Saying yes is opening up a door for that person. It feels disrespectful. It feels like you're flirting back if you say yes. Oh, I got chills. This is like so perfect. So again, this isn't about the money. It's not about the drink, right? Because you could most likely buy your own drink if you really wanted to. So again, I'm just going to give my personal saying to this. Like, if I'm in the scenario, my man's man of my dreams over there in the bathroom. Manifested that man. He's in the bathroom. Someone's coming up to me. They're obviously flirting with me. It's like we just said in the comments, right? You saying yes is not you saying yes to a drink. It's saying yes that you are validating that they are flirting with you, right? And that this is okay and this is accepted, right? So again, it's not about the money. It's about there's an attachment. Even though that nobody's saying this out loud, there is an attachment. There is something tied to it. So again, these are just examples. All right, next scenario. So this next scenario is that you have just recently lost somebody really, really close in your family. Again, this is just a scenario. And you are now granted $100,000 because of this person's passing. So you just got their life insurance, someone very close and dear to your heart. What kind of emotions do you think that would come up when you physically get the money? So again, I'm going to read off the comments on TikTok and then I'll tell you my answer. So what emotions are coming to the surface when you physically have the money? Someone said, I'd rather have the person over the money. I would be grateful, but first feel sad for the reason why I got it. I'd feel thankful and I'd feel blessed. Shocked, sad, grateful, hurt, sad. I'd feel guilt. Grateful, sadness. I can't enjoy it with them. Gratefulness. I wouldn't want it. It would be a sad feeling because it reminds me of them. Aww. Okay, before I tell you my answer, let me tell you about the way that the universe, God, source brings us all together with people who are operating at the same frequency as us. So I'm gonna do a quick story, but this is just so unbelievably insane. And I swear my whole entire life is like this. So I went to a breathwork session that I talked about in a couple episodes ago, and it was so powerful. I shared some very vulnerable things in a group, like a 200 people there, and I'm over here crying on the dang microphone. So anyway, this lady comes up to me afterwards, and I'm going to keep her name private. I am going to talk about and give you a shout out, but I don't want to use your name because just for privacy reasons. So this beautiful soul and I, we're going back and forth. We're texting each other or messaging each other on Instagram, trying to get together, get a coffee, but our times just never aligned until this past Sunday. So I text her and I said, "Hey, were you doing anything today?" Her schedule aligned, so that was cool. Yay! And then I realized that she only lived 3 blocks away from me. And so she takes me to this secret, under low-key, super cool restaurant. And guess what the number on the door is? 777. Coincidence? I think not. So anyway, we're sitting down, we're talking, we're chatting. And then, so not only are our apartments super close, they're actually facing each other. And we both live on the 8th floor. So they're not like directly right and like close to each other. Like I said, they're like 3 blocks away. But like, what are the odds that we would both live on the 8th floor? And it was funny because we're telling these stories about, like, I don't know about you guys, but I'm that neighbor that's like never has any clothes on. And I was like, I wonder if anybody could see me. And then she was like saying the same thing. And I was like, what floor are you on? She's like, 8. And I was like, what? And I just thought that was so funny. So anyway, we're chit chatting, we're talking about courses, manifesting, all this different stuff. She was asking me more about my story. And so I brought up the Manifestation Babe. So again, if you have not listened to the Manifestation Babe, I highly recommend her. She's the one that started everything for me. If you're just now tuning into mindset, manifestation, and money, the Manifestation Babe, Catherine Zankina, was that person for me. So then she goes on to tell me that she had just started listening to the Manifestation Babe. And we're like getting so specific. Like, I know exactly what episode she's talking about because I'm very in tune. I listen to Catherine all the time. She did her 21-day challenge in the, it's like a workbook that you can get on Amazon. I might put it in the show notes for you all, but oh, it's so good. And so anyway, we're talking about how she manifested a large sum of money. She just kept, again, going through the exercise. A large sum of money's coming my way. A large sum of money's coming my way. And this story that she told me, when I tell you I wanted to cry in this restaurant, I was like, holy crap, full body chills. So her father just recently passed away in September. My condolences. And this story that she told me was that the stepmother was somebody who was like, "You're not getting any of this money. Like, it's all coming to me." It was supposed to be 80% for her, 10% for the children. But guess what? She came home to a check in the mail. I'm not gonna say the amount, but y'all can use your imagination. Actually, I don't even think I asked her the amount. I should ask her, darn it. But let's just say that that amount of money that was supposed to go 80%, 10%, 10%, her dad forgot to sign a part of the paper for the life insurance, and it got split 50-50 with her and her brother. Oh my gosh. When I tell you I heard this story, I was hooning, hollering. I was like, what? This is the coolest story ever. Oh my gosh, I was freaking out. And I'm like, first off, what are the odds that she would listen to Manifestation Babe like 3 weeks before I even started talking? It was just, it was so cool. When I tell you that my life is like this, where I just meet people like this. And I also want to point out that I've been releasing mentally a lot of people in my life and just creating space for new people again who are operating at the same frequency as me. And I just attracted this woman and I was like, this is so cool. And can we just like never stop talking? This is like awesome. I don't want to stop this conversation. So there's more to the story, but again, I just wanted to share that quick bit because it kind of goes on to what I'm just talking about in this example. So my personal perspective on this question that I asked earlier, that money, that, that large sum coming in. And I'm kind of speaking more from past experiences, my past beliefs and thinking, opposed to now, because I've obviously shifted a lot of beliefs and worked on detaching from the emotion. But originally, my first instinct would have been, oh my gosh, I feel so guilty. Oh my gosh, I better use this wisely. You know, I better be very careful with this money because it is, you know, once in a lifetime opportunity. And this is probably the only time I'll ever see this amount of money in my life. Like prior to me doing this work, that would have been the first thing that came up to my mind. Alrighty, next scenario. So good. I hope you guys like that story because I have a million of them. So this next scenario is you get the number one thing that everybody always wants to manifest is the lottery. Okay, let's pretend actually in this scenario, your parents won the lottery and they just gifted you $100,000. So in the comments right now, tell me how would you feel if somebody was like, hey, I just won the lottery. I'm going to give you $100,000 of this $1 million that I have. How would you feel from that $100,000? I'd feel grateful. I'd feel grateful, extremely grateful. How else? How else would you physically feel? I would be so happy and already know what to do, what to use it for. So excited and grateful, amazed that they are sharing. I'd be thankful and know how to grow it. I'd be blessed, excited, free. So yes, here's all the things that I'm getting to. Like, again, I'll give my example of how I would feel, again, if this happened from my past programming. Again, I would go back to the same scenario. Like, yes, I'd feel really freaking excited. I'd be like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. I'm like one of those. Anytime I get freaked out, I'm just like a nonstop, oh my God button. And I'm like, shut up, Anita. And I always look at videos when people surprise me and I'm like, ugh. Anyway, but the beliefs, like, first it'd be excitement, but then the programming would be, oh my gosh, again, I gotta be safe with this money. I gotta use it wisely. Maybe I should buy a house. Then, like, I wouldn't physically know what to do with the money. But again, the main emotion would be excitement. So the next, I got two more scenarios for you, and then I'm gonna break it down. We'll wrap up the podcast. So the next scenario is you earned $100,000 in your business. If you already have a business right now, this is great. If you don't have a business, again, you're just thinking from this scenario. Let's pretend that you have been working on this business for 5 years. 5 years without seeing a single dollar, without making a single penny. Not even including all of the money that you've been putting into it. And you didn't make any money until one day, all of a sudden, you made $100,000 in one day. So in this scenario, how would you feel if this would happen? Someone said, I would feel worthy. I would feel surprised. I'd feel shocked. I'd feel grateful, proud of not giving up, trust in myself. I would be jumping up and down, so happy, so grateful, proud of myself for sticking with it. I would feel relieved and grateful. Ah, so good. I love these. So again, my personal programming, past programming in this scenario, I would feel like, I guess I'd feel like finally, like I'd be, yes, excited. And I feel like, oh yes, I worked so hard. I deserve this. I deserve this. But again, the mentality behind it would really be because I worked hard. Because I worked hard, I deserve it. But then I would start, the worrying would start to kick in. Well, you know, I better be careful because this is, again, a once in a lifetime opportunity. How am I going to keep this up? You know, X, Y, and Z. Like, now you're scared of having the money. I wonder how much taxes I'm going to have to pay. Da-da-da-da-da-da. So I'm going to give you one last scenario and then we'll break it all down. So the last scenario is that you, again, just have that $100,000 from your business. And now you're giving $10,000 away to each one of your family members, like very close family members. Now, in this scenario, I want you to tell me how that would make you feel giving other people the money. How would you feel giving your closest friends, your closest family, the people who've stuck by you since day one, how would you feel about giving them $10,000 each? Someone said I'd feel achieved. I'd feel proud, grateful to be able to share. I'd feel gratitude, excitement, joyful, accomplished. I want them to feel like they are winning with me. So proud of myself that I'm able to give them this. I would feel honored to be able to help them accomplish giving back, responsible. Again, me personally, past programming, my belief would be, oh, I made it. Now I'm successful. Now I'm successful because, you know, I can give $10,000 and it doesn't mean a lot to me. Like, this means I'm successful. This means I am worthy. This means that I'm doing a good job. This means X, Y, and Z. So this is what is wrapping up the podcast. And again, just getting super clear on the attachment. So notice how some of the scenarios were made you feel happy. Some of the scenarios made you feel excited. Some of the scenarios made you feel guilty or shame or fear. I heard this quote once that said, it's not about the money, it's about the type of money. And that really, really resonated with me. And I didn't understand it at the time, but now I get it. Because you don't want money. You want the way that you think it'll make you feel. You think that the money is going to make you feel successful, that's going to make you feel gratitude, that's going to make you feel freedom, financially free. Money doesn't do those things. And it's actually the opposite. The more that you can tap into how you think you would feel if you had the money, that is when the money will come. You don't need $1 million to help your family out right now. You don't need $1 million to look at your hands and your feet and just look at your surrounding right now. I want you to look around the room that you're in, or maybe you're driving or putting clothes away, whatever it is that you're doing, and just tap into gratitude. How grateful are you that you are even able to do this right now, that you are where you are right now? Like, feel the surface of the things around you. Like, just feel the emotion of gratitude. You're not waiting on a dollar amount to hit your bank account in order for you to feel successful. You're not waiting for somebody else to physically purchase your product or your service or whatever it is that you're putting out to make you feel like you're doing a good job. You're tapping into that emotion now. And so when I say that you are releasing the attachment to money, is that you are finally in a place where you don't need anything external to tell you that you're worthy. You don't need anything external to make you feel a certain emotion. All of that comes within you, okay? Money is just a material thing that manifests into the physical form when you are operating at your highest frequency. Let me say it again for the people in the back. Money is a thing that manifests into the material world, the physical form, when you are truly operating at your highest frequency, when you're releasing all the things that no longer serve you, when you're following your path of least resistance, when you are, again, doing whatever it is that makes you feel good, okay? This is the secret. And I get so mad when people say these things on TikTok of like, you think that you can just believe, how is believing gonna pay my rent? Ooh, you make me so mad, bro. It just reminds me why I'm on here on this podcast and giving this information, because the people on here listening are the ones who are going to apply this, and you're the testimonies that I'm sharing every single week of how you tapping into your highest frequency, not letting money be the reason why you do or don't do something, is what attracted more money into your life. I got one last story for you all. Then I'm going to wrap things up and let it go. But this story is about how I went to this amazing event in Scottsdale this past weekend. But when I tell y'all, the universe was testing me. The universe was over here talking about some beep, beep, beep. Anita, you there? We got to make sure that you are still operating at your highest frequency. So they were testing me to the limit, bro, like I did something. So long story short, if you don't know my story, I joined a mastermind 2 years ago, right before the pandemic, literally right before, like a couple days before everything got shut down. It was from a guy that I listened to on a podcast. His name is Chris Harder. Highly recommend him, especially if you want more of that masculine energy. So anyway, I joined this mastermind, paid $10,000. It changed my life. I met all these amazing people, and I got my very first coaches. So my coaches were Melissa and Sandy. They are so beautiful inside and out, and I just love being in their energy. So when I seen that they are doing a live event in Scottsdale, I was like, oh, no brainer, bro. I'll be there. And the ticket was like angel number. So I said, oh, yeah, absolutely, no doubt, I'll be there. So anyway, bought my ticket. And then 2 days before I was about to leave to Scottsdale, my wallet got misplaced. Notice how I said misplaced, not stolen or lost, because I just hate saying that or even admitted it, I guess. My wallet got misplaced. And so the actual, like, getting to Scottsdale was a whole test. So what did I do? I was like, okay, well, I can get my passport. Oh, well, I don't have my passport. Darn it, my sister has it when she moved. So I had my sister ship it to me. So she shipped me my passport overnight. And guess when it was going to get there? The day that I had to leave. And so I pushed my flight back just a little bit further, a couple hours later. So first things first, my sister, when she sent my passport overnight, it was only $26. I don't know about you, but like in my brain, I really did think that it was going to be like $100 or like at least $70. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I was like, gratitude, only $26. And I was grateful that she even sent it to me, because we had to like squash some little tension that we had and just again have an uncomfortable conversation, because I needed help with something and there were still some things that were not resolved. So we got to talk through that. And then my passport got sent. So I was like, thank you, gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. And then when I was changing my flight, I was talking to the lady on the phone, and the lady was like, she was hooting and hollering over this. She was like, oh my God. Oh my God. I've never seen this before, where I changed a flight and someone didn't have to pay a different charge. Like, they owed me money. She was hooting and hollering over this. Like, I didn't understand what the big deal was, but she was like, I've been working here for 20-some years. And she was like, I ain't never seen this. I was like, well, bro, I'm a master money manifester. I didn't say that, but it was just something I was saying in my head, and I was just laughing. But I was like, okay, gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. So anyway, the next day, my flight has been changed. I thought my passport would get there first thing in the morning. It didn't. It got there 1 hour before I was going to board my plane. But guess what? It got there at 5 o'clock, and I had to be at the airport by 6, and it all worked out. So then I get to the airport and I want to get some snacks and all this stuff. And then I realize, oh my gosh, I don't have my bank cards connected to my Apple Pay. And even if I did, they're all canceled right now because I ordered the new ones. And I was like, oh, I literally have no access to any money at all. So I'm over here looking like a crazy person. I'm like eyeing people down. I'm like really wondering, should I like Cash App somebody or sell somebody so that way they can get me a snack? Like, I'm the type of person, like, I'm not scared to ask a random stranger, but like, it was so funny because it was so obvious, like, I was about to ask somebody for something. But anyway, I ended up calling my brother and I said, please, can you just Apple Pay me? And then I was like, I'll Zelle you. And then my brother's not set up with Zelle, and he's over here trying to get the kids to bed and like this whole situation. I said, oh my gosh, will you just please help me? So anyway, he sends me $20, and I'm like, grateful, grateful, grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then I finally get to the hotel. It's like 11:30 at night, and the hotel's already paid for. I have my card, like one of the cards that wasn't frozen yet. I had it on file, and I was able to put it in the system at the hotel, but they wouldn't let me check in because I didn't have the physical card. And I was like, Oh my gosh, bro, y'all testing me. Y'all testing me. I was so tired. And I also looked pretty scary too. It was so funny because I had like a black hoodie and I had black sweatpants and a big black duffel bag, which was so funny because I was like, I probably do look like pretty sketchy, but you could tell that they just felt so bad for me. And I'm just over here just trying to figure out what I'm going to do because I can cancel the hotel. But then it's going to charge me $400. But if I do cancel, I have to get an Airbnb. But will it be the same situation with Airbnb? Like, there's just so much problem solving that I had to do. And I was like, okay, stay calm, stay calm. And finally, Mr. Matt comes over here from the hotel. And I look at my phone and it's 11. 11. And yeah, so I guess I think I said 11 earlier, but anyway, I do remember it was 11:11 when he came to talk to me and he let me check into the hotel and I said, "Oh my gosh, thank you, thank you, thank you." Oh my gosh, I was so grateful. I was so tired and yeah, he called a bunch of people to make it happen and I was like, "Wow, gratitude, gratitude, gratitude." So anyway, I go to the event over the weekend, and I also realized that I grabbed the wrong charger. So I didn't even have a phone charger. And you guys know me, I'm always posting everything on Instagram, but I couldn't even post anything on my phone because I didn't have a charger and I wanted to make sure that I had an alarm clock and I could get to the Uber in the next morning. Like, there's just so much going on. So anyway, I go to the event. The event is amazing and it just truly reminded me of why I do what I do. And it also reminded me that I'm playing so small. Like, these women, these beautiful souls are going up there owning their stories, being super vulnerable, talking about their missions. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like so touched and motivated and moved. And I'm like, yeah, this is why I'm here. This is why I'm here. And it's just, I love being in the energy and also operating with other people who are conscious of this stuff, but they're also just speaking their truth and just really affecting a lot of people in a positive way doing it. So yeah, I'm over here chit-chatting with multimillionaires. I'm over here chit-chatting with all these amazing female entrepreneurs. And I was like, this just feels so good. So I have some really good podcast guests coming up because of this event and the connections that I have. And I'm like, oh, this is unreal. So anyway, I get back to the hotel that night. The fire alarm goes off at 3 a.m. So I was like super sketch because I was like, oh my gosh, why does it have to be 3 a.m. when this is happening? Anyway, it only happened for like a couple minutes or a couple seconds, not even a minute. So I was like, okay, grateful, grateful, grateful. The fire alarm isn't off on anymore. I can go back to sleep and, you know, tapping into gratitude, tapping into gratitude. And so when I went to dinner with Sandy and Melissa. Sandy, again, was one of the coaches that I had. And I remember when we first went to the mastermind, her and I were sitting next to each other. I think Melissa was on my right and Sandy was on my left. But I remember sitting down next to Sandy, and Sandy was like, "What would be different right now, you know, if I had $10,000 in my bank account?" Like, this is when I first joined the mastermind. I went there with no money, maybe about $40 in my bank account. I like drove up to LA like on a whim, like limb. And yeah, it was just like this crazy, not crazy scenario, but you know, I just couldn't even fathom that question. Like, I couldn't explain or even think about like how would it be different if I had $10,000 in my bank account, right? And so when she asked me, I was like, I guess nothing would really be different about this moment if I had $10,000 in my bank account. All the food was paid for at the mastermind. You know, I'd still be with the same people. They still had the rides for us. Like, nothing about the moment would be different. Maybe the Airbnb that I was staying at would be different, but that was about it. So anyway, full circle moment. I'm sitting here at the VIP dinner with Sandy and Melissa in Scottsdale, Arizona, 2 years later, with over $10,000 in my bank account that I cannot physically touch because I don't have a wallet. They're paying for my food. They're giving me a ride. I'm in a fancy hotel. And I'm just like, wow. Nothing really did change. And I was just like, oh, Oh my gosh, I finally understood the question.
So again, like I said, a lot of people think that when they have the money, it's going to be this, yay, all this time, like, you know, excited moment. But really, it's just so normal. It's just so normal, right? Like, you know that your material world is just what a reflection of your internal world. And reminder to tap into gratitude, tap into gratitude. Look at all of the amazing things that are happening. And I always tell my clients, like, it's going to happen really fast. It's going to happen really fast. It does, but at the same time, it doesn't. Like, nothing really changes. The only thing that changed was who you were being, right? Like, you changed your morning routine. You changed the way that you looked at stuff. You changed your perception of money. You're changing your perception of the past trauma that has happened to you. And it was just, oh, it's so full circle. I had to share that story. And I cannot wait to have Sandy Melissa on the podcast. I don't even think I asked him yet, but I just, it's like something that, you know, I think unconsciously that in my head I did, but I didn't. But definitely sending this to them, because that weekend was so beautiful. It was exactly what I needed to remind myself what I'm doing, why I'm doing it, and the person that I've grown to become in 2 years, bro. Like, what the heck? So with that being said, I'm wrapping up the podcast. For those of you who don't know, we do have a promo code for the 31 Days of Abundance, which is our program to teach people how to tap into your unconscious mind, reprogram those beliefs, and heal your relationship with money. So the promo code is self-love. I hope it's self-love. I'm pretty sure it's self-love. You'll see it on the landing page. Self-love at checkout, 15% off. And with that being said, I just want to say, you doing this work is impacting more people than yourself. I think this is the longest I've ever talked, like, solo on an episode. But yes, this is how excited and passionate I am about this topic. So good night, beautiful souls. And I will see you on the next episode. Thank you guys so much for tuning into the Manifesting Money podcast. If this episode resonated with you or shifted your paradigm in any way, shape, or form, please stop what you're doing right now and write us a review. This simple act of kindness helps us get this podcast episode out to as many people as we possibly can. And we also want to know what resonated with you and why. So be sure to join our free Facebook group that you can find in the show notes, or tag us on Instagram. Either way, we love when you're in our energy, and we love rewarding you for listening to the podcast. When you're ready to truly break down your money blocks and learn how to make money work for you, not the other way around, go to the show notes and learn how you can work with us and join our community of people who are making massive shifts in their finances. Thanks again for tuning into this episode, and we cannot wait to share your testimonies. We'll see you in the next episode.